From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Marissa Ortega-Welch with a regional news update. Alameda County plans to pay coronavirus victims to stay home and quarantine. But who qualifies for this assistance? KALW's Babette Thomas has the story.
Alameda County is one of the Bay Area counties most severely affected by the pandemic. To help stop the spread of the novel coronavirus, the county announced a pilot program to pay residents with COVID-19 $1,250 to remain at home. Residents can qualify regardless of their immigration status. The program targets essential workers and low-income people in high-risk neighborhoods who may not be able to afford to take time off from work. The one-time stipend is intended to replace 2 weeks of minimum wage pay, and the county has set aside $10 million to assist approximately 7,500 people. To qualify, you must meet a few criteria. You must have tested positive for COVID-19 and must shelter in place. You must not be receiving unemployment benefits or paid sick leave. And finally, you must receive a referral from specific health clinics in 5 high-risk areas, including La Clinica de la Raza and Roots Community Health Center, both in East Oakland, the West Oakland Health Center, and the Tiburcio Vasquez Health Center in Hayward. The county has yet to announce when the program will begin. In Oakland, I'm Babette Thomas, KALW News.
The family of Sean Monterosa has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Vallejo and one of its police officers. Monterosa was the young man who was shot and killed in a Walgreens parking lot by a Vallejo police officer in June. The city and police department of Vallejo have not released the name of the officer who allegedly killed Monterosa, but the lawsuit names him. He is Detective Jarrett Tawn. According to the lawsuit, this was Tawn's 4th incident of shooting at a civilian in the last 5 years. This is also the latest in a string of lawsuits filed by victims of police violence against the Vallejo Police Department. California won't put any more counties on its coronavirus watch list until it's solved a problem that has delayed reporting of COVID-19 cases. The state is struggling with problems with its testing database, making data incomplete. Until it's fixed, California has stopped removing or adding to the list of 38 counties with higher infection rates. California has the highest number of positive tests in the country right now, but authorities say the true number is even higher. You can find more news online at kalw.org. For KALW News, I'm Marissa Ortega-Welch.